Welcome to another edition of Community Tides. Now on alternate Fridays, right around this time, with yours truly, Chris Bricker, and co-host Siobhan Canty, President and CEO of the Jefferson Community Foundation, to talk about new developments, new paradigms, and the new normal facing Jefferson County as we roll through the last half of 2020 and into 2021. Well, Siobhan Canty, welcome, my dear co-host, to Community Tides.
Nice to be with you again today.
Well, we have a lot to talk about today. I think that the shutdown is something that is sort of a mixed blessing, I suppose, and for want of a better description, especially for our school children and the holidays coming up and all the rest of it. So how about a little bit of a recap there, Siobhan? What's happening out there?
Yeah, I wish I had better news, Chris. I think we all know that the shutdown has been implemented through the holiday, and I don't know if folks know that the Chimicum schools announced a shutdown yesterday, and other schools are considering it. We've just seen an extraordinary rise in cases recently and want to make sure that everyone stays safe and that we can all make it through this. But it does cause quite a lot of hardship. I had the opportunity to visit with the Port Townsend School Board last night, and they are just doing an extraordinary job, as are the boards of the other school districts, in navigating constantly changing environments and trying to make the best decision for families and for teachers. So I just really want to give them a shout out, and the teachers and the administrators of all of our schools, as they try to make the best decisions they can as we see rates of infection go higher and higher here. So want to acknowledge that, and also the many business owners that are here. And, you know, it's such a critical time around the holidays to have the business, and to be shut down at this point is just really can be a real blow to their survivability.
Yeah, I want to give a little shout out to the teachers and administrators. Their need to pivot on a dime is quite remarkable.
And it really is.
And how they're looking ahead in such a proactive way. It's pretty amazing, considering, all of the collateral problems that exist in doing that for the families and for the parents and the students themselves.
Well, and think of how long it's taken to build an educational system that, we're all proud of, and to have to pivot and change that to be an online learning approach within a matter of months is really, truly incredible. And to do that while protecting not only the mental health and support of young people, who we all know they're built to be together, they really need to socialize, making sure that they're cared for and their families are cared for, but also that they're managing their own mental health needs. It's incredible what they're doing. I think we, as we move into the holiday of gratitude, I think that's, we should all be thanking them for the extraordinary leadership they're providing.
Yeah, and staying at home, all of the mental health challenges connected with that, I know that we'll probably do a future program in December about how Jumping Mouse, for example, the Jumping Mouse counselors are helping with providing advice and tools for mental health and being proactive in that regard.
And you hit the nail on the head when you said proactive, Chris. Just, it's a lot harder to get out of depression once you're in it than it is to be proactive and really take steps to make sure that we're caring for ourselves. So, getting outside, making sure to do for others, that's a really important part of keeping spirits high and finding the people in our community doing the good work and putting our energy there rather than despair, I think is really, really important.
Yeah, and I'm going to get to that a little bit later on in our discussion today. You mentioned many businesses are having to shut down again, and it's a real blow to their survivability. And But then there's also the kind of collateral damage connected with people that wait on tables, people that make the beds, people that wash the dishes, people that are doing all of that connected work with the businesses, people that are...
Yeah, and I think the name of the game right now is just kind of suspended reality, you know? I mean, we're in this moment where CARES Act unemployment benefits are set to run out December 26th, I think it is. 12 million Americans will lose their unemployment benefits right after Christmas, including some folks in our own community. And, you know, we're not seeing a lot of solutions on the horizon, although we do know that those conversations continue. But with the transition of the administration at the federal level, it's just very uncertain about what is going to happen in terms of assistance. So it can be a really scary time. And I think that just being, again, what you said, proactive in terms of reaching out to folks. You know, businesses have actually a lot less access to support than nonprofits do. We're able to give nonprofit organizations grants and charitable gifts. You know, we really need to think about that in terms of businesses, too. You know, if you know of a business that needs some help, they just you can make a gift to them. It's not tax deductible, but everyone can do something to help support them right now.
Yeah, and you know the complexion of the downtown traffic, and well, what the chamber has done while the businesses were able to be open with the pledge from the Jefferson County Chamber for masking and protocols and all the rest of that, and having the businesses sign on to that, it's the rent, it's the staying power, it's the longevity, it's all hanging in the balance, and the clock is ticking with a delicate balance between the next relief package from Washington and the final stages of vaccine development and manufacture and distribution. So it's sort of like I was trying to do an analogy in my own mind. You know, we're all affected by this and to a greater or lesser extent, whether we like it or not, by the kinds of things that affect us, you know, depression, anxiety, all the rest of that. But I was thinking about how such a common effort, such a total effort it was during World War II, when there was a concerted effort from the top on down with a common cause and with a divided country. I think it's a little bit more difficult these days.
That's for certain. And I think, though, that it is in times like these where we really have to ask ourselves, who are we as a community? We need to be courageous and persistent, hopeful and engaged, and really be mindful about expressing that in these most difficult times. We each have a choice to make about how we're going to get through this. And so I think making the choice for being courageous and brave and thoughtful of each other, I think that's the choice I'm making, and I know so many in our community are too.
Those are the choices that we have to make here, because, you know, we are a resilient community, that's for sure. I think we are a resilient society, but we have to get away from this divisiveness and this allegiance to untruth. I think the truth really needs to prevail, you know, and we look around the community here and we see all of the, like you said, all of the wonderful people doing good work here and how inspiring that is. People are stepping.
It's incredible. So earlier this year, we saw over 300 community members come together to raise $715,000 to help our neighbors get through this and to scale up new services through the COVID fund and to, make sure, for example, that the farmers markets could go online or that the food banks had the boxes they need and the food they needed to serve so many more people. And now, you know, the COVID fund helped all that scaling happen. It's closed down for 2020, but now United Good Neighbors is starting up, making sure that these frontline organizations have operations support to keep going through 2021. So just the resiliency that we have and the truth, the opportunity for truth that we have through taking action. I think that is such a powerful thing that we have as a community, and it makes us so much more resilient, and it's true social security. You know, it's not social security from some kind of removed government, you know, and you get the check. When we all come together and connect and build these webs of relationships that pull each other through, that's true social security.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what it means, really, to be being secure socially?
Or exactly. You
know, I'm flipping the words around, but I know that our listeners are going to hear a lot more about the United Good Neighbors campaign. But for those that might be listening that are not totally familiar with that, how about a little bit of a picture of what that is and how it's all happening as sort of a segue from the Community Foundation?
So United Good Neighbors has served as the United Way of Jefferson County for 65 years. Just an incredible effort. And it's truly a countywide fundraising campaign. And it's always gone to support those frontline organizations, things like the Food Bank, the Shelter, NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, just these incredibly important organizations. And so we call the campaign the Give Jefferson Campaign. There are 28 organizations that are participating. They've all been reviewed by a community outreach team made up of local volunteers who look at their applications, do an interview, and look at the finances, because we want to make sure that every dollar given has real impact. So you can go to givejefferson.org, and you'll see a list of each one of those 28 organizations and the services that they provide and what their fundraising goal is. They can each ask for up to $10,000 in general operating support. And you can either give to the UGN General Fund, or you can give directly to one of the organizations of your choice, one or more. In an exciting development this year, all of the donations are going to be matched by an effort called All in Washington. And this is a pool of funding that's being provided through Seattle Foundation. So when you give to givejefferson.org, you're basically giving, doubling your donation. We actually don't know if it's going to be a one-to-one match or a two-to-one match. We won't find that out till January, but for sure we're getting matching dollars
but
for
a match,
donation.
Right, and a match is a match, and it's more than it would have been otherwise, and that's very exciting to know that and to hear about that. You know, I had a chance to take a look at the United Good Neighbors campaign video, which is just so well done and so striking. I mean, I was just emotionally moved by all of the people that were interviewed that are involved in doing such good work around the community. And the county is just totally inspirational. So how would our listeners access that? Where would they go for that?
So there's a link on the front page of givejefferson.org. And I just want to give a shout out to the Production Alliance and Megan Claflin. We've been working with that team this year for the first time. And for those who don't know, they're an organization of younger people here who bring real spirit of celebration and community into everything they do. And they've just done extraordinary work. They produced that video.
Yeah, it's just extremely well done. Well, Thanksgiving is coming up right around the corner here, and it's going to be a different one for all of us. But I think that bottom line is that we have an awful lot of things to be thankful for,
and so many things to engage in, really, because I think we can feel so isolated as we're moving into this holiday, and I want to just share some things that folks can do to lift your spirits, you know, as we all as you said at the beginning of the show, navigate this new normal. One thing is you can just open up a Zoom line on the day and spend some time with family and friends. Another is buying local. So buying your food from local farmers at the farmer's market or the co-op or at one of the local farms. I don't know if you know, Chris, the farm sales are down by 30% at the farmer's market. And so
yes,
just really want to make sure everyone's buying local. Buy your Christmas decorations from Don's Pharmacy. You know, decorate your table from things at Quimper Mercantile. All of the shopping we would have done, and I appreciate if people are hesitant to go. I know that all of these businesses would be happy to get a phone call and to help you purchase in a safe way and to deliver your goods to the car. So there are ways. Don't just go straight to Amazon. You can actually reach out and connect with your local businesses. There are also a lot of volunteer opportunities online. So folks can go to volunteermatch.org, and there's listings of virtual volunteering options. I know so many of us go and serve food. All of the food banks seem to be in good shape for volunteers. They want to keep everyone safe. So if you're looking to volunteer and you don't have something lined up yet, go to volunteermatch.org. Also, just wanted to suggest acts of gratitude. I think everyone's had such a hard time and has really been doing so much to try to get through this, that just acknowledging that. And in terms of acknowledgement, it's a good time for all of us to educate ourselves about whose land we are living on and about the wonderful culture and art and thoughtfulness that our local tribes bring to our community and in their hosting of us and showing gratitude to them for hosting us on their land. There's many things that we can do to make sure that we get through the next week in good spirits and as a stronger community.
That would be an act of giving of thanks. Well, until
I'm
next...
I'm thankful for you, Chris.
I'm thankful for you, Siobhan. Well, another edition of Community Tides now on alternate Fridays, right around past the noon hour. Just look for us. With yours truly, Chris Bricker, and co-host Siobhan Canty, President and CEO of Jefferson County Foundation, to talk about new developments, new paradigms, and the new normal facing Jefferson County as we roll through the last half of 2020 and into 2021. See you next time, Siobhan.
Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.